Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Whoever wants to know the heart and mind of America, the French philosopher Jacques Barzin once observed, had better learn baseball. Played at many levels, from backlots to schoolyards, to cozy college ballparks, to multi-million-dollar dome stadiums, the game is seen to embody many of the values our nation embraces: teamwork, individual initiative, social mobility, and democracy. Its traditions also have their appeal, and the rules and rhythms of the game played by our fathers and grandfathers still largely apply to the one played today by our sons and daughters. With the start of the 2012 World Series this week, baseball's international appeal is also on display. Pitting the San Francisco Giants against the Detroit Tigers for the championship of the major leagues, the sport's highest level, more than two dozen players on the two teams are foreign-born. Stars on both hail from Venezuela. Many others come from Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic is heavily represented. Giants manager Bruce Bochy, who led his team to the championship in 2010, was born in France. And while American-born, Giants pitcher Ryan Vogelsong, like others, spent years perfecting his game playing for teams in Japan. Moreover, such diversity is not unique. 240 players representing 15 nations and territories were carried on major league rosters this year. Given the game's wild popularity in Latin America, most of them come from baseball hotbeds such as Venezuela, the Dominican, Cuba, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Others, however, are from as far afield as Japan, Canada, Taiwan, Australia, and even Italy. As all eyes turn to the games playing out in San Francisco and Detroit this week, though not on the scale of soccer's World Cup, America's baseball championship can truly be said to be a World Series.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.